Tech Ed in Boston. The Tech Ed conference got going in earnest Monday with a series of strategic briefings on new betas of Exchange and Windows Compute Cluster Server 2003, roadmaps for Microsoft security products, including a new product line known as Forefront, and a strategy for Office business applications intended to improve integration of Microsoft Office and larger-scale enterprise planning and analysis applications. On the development front, the news was also more one of branding and marketing. Microsoft said WinFX will be renamed .NET Framework 3.0. This is the architecture that includes the Windows Communication Foundation, the Windows Presentation Foundation, and the InfoCard Identity Scheme. WinFX is the place where most of Microsoft's distributed infrastructure effort has been going since the advent of .NET 2.0. What we are going to try now to call .NET Framework 3.0 is an overarching services plan that embraces all the different types of distributed computing architectures that Microsoft has supported over time. People who thought .NET was going away will have to think again. .NET was a marketing term that came along about the time that Sun Microsystems was getting mileage out of putting the dot in .com. Once .NET was poised to replace Windows as Microsoft's flagship product line, but the company thought better. .NET became a term for the development crew. Windows of all kinds returned to the marketing SKUs, including a few development products. We have an easy mnemonic. This week move shows .NET's not done yet. By the way, InfoCard has a new name. That is Windows Card Space. Go figure. As WinFX gave way to .NET 3.0 in Boston, reporter Brian Eastwood was on the scene.
Hi, Jack. I spent the first part of the morning at day one of the Tech Ed breakout sessions learning a little bit more about how the WinFX / .NET 3.0 suite sort of fits in with everything else that Microsoft is offering. The first session I went to was hosted by David Chappelle, not the comedian, but the consultant, and he talked a little bit about, you know, the Windows Communication Foundation, which is essentially going to do what products such as .NET Remoting and Enterprise Services already do. It's not necessarily going to replace those tools. You'll still be able to use those, but WCF is meant to do all of that in sort of one package. The next product that Chappelle talked about was Windows Workflow Foundation, which is probably the easiest to understand in the group. It's basically a product that developers can use to build applications with that workflow is included in. It's basically just a series of activities that run as classes that are executed by the workflow engine. It sounds like BizTalk, but it's not. BizTalk is, you know, a more complete solution that works for business process integration. Workflow is just for workflow.
In the category of more new names, InfoCard has changed its colors, been discussed recently. It's kind of a token that encapsulates a lot of the programming tasks that you might have to do if you really want to do some high-powered security. Brian, what did you see on this front?
Well, Chappelle basically was describing the importance of having an identity meta system, which is to say that, you know, you're not going to use your Tech Ed badge if you're boarding a plane to Germany, and if you're stopped, you know, for speeding, you're not going to show them your Tech Ed badge. You show them your driver's license, and you show your passport when you get on the plane. And the idea is that people have multiple different identities, and that what Windows Card Space, InfoCard, Card Smart is to do is to manage all of these identities and let users sort of pick them up and you know, send that the appropriate information to the right outlet, so they're not sending personal information in instances where they don't want to do that.
This is Jack Vaughn from Tech Target.